My name is John Davis. Today is the 16th of December 2013, and I'm about to interview Mr. Bill Mogg. Bill, will you introduce yourself and say when and where you were born?
Yes, I was born at Handlow Cottage in Churchham in 1933.
And what years did you work at Fieldings, Bill?
1955 to 71.
Okay, and what would you consider? Your pop may have had more than one job, but what would you consider like your main occupation? Or, as I said, you probably had several.
Yeah, my main, well, the one I enjoyed most was the outdoor service, which was looking after all the outside fitters that were out on jobs, and making sure that they got everything they needed on time. In fact, I used to go back and put stuff on trains in the evening, purely and simply to get it there.
Okay, so just a little bit. How did you first learn about Fieldings, Bill? Did you know anybody that worked there, or how did you come to start?
Yes, I learned through Fred Allen, actually, who was my brother-in-law, and he'd worked there for quite some time. And I'd just come back out of the army in the December of 54 and was kind of sort of hovering whether to go back to my old job, which was working for the local undertaker, digging graves, etc. But I decided against that and opted to go to Fieldings, which I got the job there. And went on to the maintenance staff, which was very interesting. You know, it's quite an interesting job because you get things to do that aren't easy. And I recall one of them, which was painting the roof in the one of the machine shops. And as you were doing it, the cranes were moving underneath you too, and it was a bit of a hairy job.
But, absolutely. Well, good. Good, a bit more detail of that in a moment. But tell me, how did you travel to work, Bill?
Mostly, I've tried it by bus. And John Bennett, an ex-Fielding employee, used to pick me up and take me in. I've rode a bike there many times, and eventually I got a car. Not a very good car, but it was a nice one. I enjoyed it. And John Browning, who was another employee at Fieldings, serviced it for me, got it working properly and everything, and it was a beautiful old car, Austin 8.
I expect the journey to work would have been much easier and quieter than today, Bill. Would that be a fact?
Well, much quieter in regard to the volume of traffic, yes. But if you wanted to get a bus in the morning, it was difficult because it was so crowded. Most people use the bus, and it's very difficult.
What do you remember about the journey, Bill, in those days? Anything particularly interesting along the way?
Yes, I like to know where I'm going, and I always pick up landmarks, and the old hospital was one of them, you know, which very interesting place, that one in Southgate Street, and the prison, of course, which is stands out like a sore thumb, doesn't it? But yeah, I like the bits and pieces that I saw.
And then you would have travelled over the old Telford's road bridge then, wouldn't you?
Indeed I would, yes. And the one that they replaced it with. The metal one, wasn't it? They put an iron bridge there, didn't they, eventually?
That's right. So you started at Fieldings after digging graves in a churchyard, so it must have been a much noisier environment than when you turned up at Fieldings. What do you think of it when you entered the factory for the first time?
Well, it didn't bother me a great deal. I enjoyed people around me, and I enjoyed the people that I worked with, Bert Hopton and co. All interesting people in there, you know, they knew their jobs better than I knew mine. And I learnt a lot from them. You know, that's what the job was all about, really, was learning.
So Bert Upton, was a man you were actually responsible to, was he?
That's right, and I think he was responsible to Jack Wynne, if I remember right. Jack was in charge of all the maintenance departments, you know. But, yeah, nice to work for him.
So you mentioned Bert Upton on that gang. Was there anybody else that you can recall?
Les Wheeler, Jim Davis. There was one more, and I can't recall his name now. Doesn't ring a bell.
So back to some of the duties that you were doing there, Bill. You mentioned being up in the roof above the crane. That must have been pretty horrendous, as you said. But give me a little bit more of an idea what else you did in those days.
Oh, you could find yourself going in the mornings and the jobs were allocated, and you could be doing anything like cleaning the walls off and preparing them for painting, that sort of thing, at any time. Just do as you were told, that was all. It was good.
That was anywhere in the factory then?
Anywhere around the factory.
So you obviously knew your way around. Did you actually stay in that job long, Bill, or what else did you do afterwards?
I think I stayed in the job for a couple of years. I think the reason I moved on was that I got asked if I wanted to move on by Ollie Vallander, I think it was. And I thought, well, there's a bit to learn in the in that particular area. And I welcomed it, and Ollie took me on, and I learned a heck of a lot there.
And that was, would have been in, that was in one of the fitting shop, was that?
That was in the fitting, not a fitting shop as such. It was purely and simply preparing stuff for dispatch that was either going abroad or anywhere in this country. Very interesting work, and it had to be right, because the fitters were waiting for it and to fit it on site, you know. It's interesting. Learned a lot there.
Okay, so so you were sent out stuff all over the place, and I think you mentioned a little while ago that you had to take stuff up to the station in the evenings and all that sort of thing.
Yes, I did. Yeah, that was part of my next job, not. Working for Ollie Vallander, it was to do with outdoor service, which I moved to after 2 or 3 years with Ollie. And I worked for Wilf Gardner, who was a very good engineer, indeed. And I learned an awful lot from Wilfred. He was good. He had a bit of a strong temper, but haven't we all?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So did you travelled around quite a bit, did you, when during that job, Bill?
I did, in fact, yes. I travelled quite a long way. I used to go up to Sheffield occasionally, and I had 2 or 3 trips to Ireland, which was very lucrative for me, because you were paid from the moment you left the works to the moment you got back, because you were travelling all the time, even on the ship. So, yeah, it was good.
So you wouldn't have flown to Ireland in those days, obviously,
oh, no.
Bill. So
I was delivering goods, so it would have been difficult to fly.
So you went down. Where would you gone from Fishguard? Would you?
Liverpool.
Oh, Liverpool. All right.
Liverpool to Belfast.
Okay.
Yep.
Any particular experiences over there, Bill?
None at all, really. The object of the exercise was to get the parts to the people that wanted it, and you had to be back in time to get the boat back home at night. So there was no chance of having a day out in Belfast or anything like that, you know. It was purely a business trip.
Okay, so all this time then, Bill, you mentioned 3 jobs now that you did while you were at Fairdings. Did you... did you use a canteen at all?
No, I didn't. Very, very little. My good wife always made me sandwiches every day of the week. And that was more than enough. Trying to fatten me up, I think she was. But, you know, I didn't use the canteen. I do remember the trolley coming round. And I used to like the, I forget what they called them now, but they were cheesecakes and they were lovely. And they come round hot.
Oh, those scones, weren't they? Were they scones? Sort of scones. Yes, I recall those.
Yeah.
I understand lots of sporting and social activities at Fieldings, Bill. Did you participate in any of those?
Not the football and not the cricket, but I did get involved in skittles at the India House. I remember quite well, interdepartmental stuff. And it was quite good. Yes, very good.
So you would have used the India House then before the Fieldings Club was built, Bill, is that correct?
That is correct, yes. Yeah, long time before. Yes. I didn't use the clubhouse very much. We used to go down there training for football. They allowed quite a few players down there in the evenings just to train for football, and it was quite useful, that was... particularly as I played for Minsterworth after, you know, on the weekend, it was handy to be able to train on the in the week. So, yeah, very good.
Absolutely. Bill, referring back from what you said a few moments ago, you mentioned that Fred Allen was your brother-in-law. So can I take it then that Kath, his wife, was your sister?
Absolutely correct, yes. Well, I worked at Fieldings just after I got married. I went to live with her because we hadn't or couldn't afford a house at the time. And when I came back from Suez, we had nowhere to live. So living with Kath, I used to walk from Rycroft Street, which is where we lived, to Fieldings, and we used to go home to lunch as well, Fred Allen and myself, on occasions. Yes, but she looked after me well. Very good.
Yeah, he was a great chap. Right, all the years were at Fieldings then, Bill. What were you consider the most, the happiest of those?
Oh, I think they were all happy. I learnt so much. And I still use that knowledge today, even at 80. There was so much to learn there. I couldn't learn it all, obviously, but yeah, I did four or five different jobs, which all involved different things, and at the end of the day, it equipped me to do a business of my own when I left. Or when I was made redundant.
Ah, that was going to be my next question. How you actually came to leave? How you came to leave Fieldings? So obviously you've mentioned that now. So would that have been the saddest moment of all?
I think it was indeed. Yes, I would agree with that. It wasn't terribly well handled, as I thought anyway. We were kept waiting an awful long time before names were published, who was going and who wasn't. And that doesn't help morale. It doesn't help anybody. People don't want to work when it's like that. And I thought that was a bad move on the part of the management.
But, okay. What about, and so you've, I think you've... spoke about the workforce with great affection, and Bill, a good gang of guys to work with?
Oh, nothing could have been better. They were all very friendly nature, and we all worked together as a team. Nothing better.
That's what it's all about, awesome. Teamwork.
Yep.
Okay, Bill, unless you've got anything else you'd like to add, I would say thank you very much for us. Sparing the time to talk to us.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you, Bill.